We then head east to Essex, in particular to Colchester, where we stop off to learn about the wool trade from previous generations and what that can tell us about the modern European Union and the way in which Britain trades with it. Well, we're here in Colchester. We've been holding a meeting here. What I wanted to say about Colchester, though, has to do with international trade and in particular with Britain's trade with the continent of Europe. Up until about 1300, Colchester was really quite a small town. But suddenly, within the space of about 100 years, Colchester absolutely boomed. And within a very short period of time, Colchester was actually the 12th wealthiest city in England, and that was all done on the back of trading woolen cloth with the continent of Europe. Changes in the way the trade was happening benefited Colchester enormously. Entrepreneurs here took advantage of that, and suddenly the whole of the town was very busy spinning wool, weaving wool, dyeing wool, and in fact the most famous export from here, by the time you get to the year 1500, was a really densely woven, very thick form of russet coloured woolen cloth. And the reason why that's relevant is that that huge boom in employment, in wealth and in trade happened when England was not part of the European Union. It shows that what we need actually are free trade agreements and open borders, and that is now guaranteed by the World Trade Organization, not by the European Union. So if Britain votes to leave the European Union, as I believe we should, then that sort of trade, that sort of wealth creation will continue, because under the rules of the World Trade Organization, it's possible to do that. And the European Union simply cannot put up the sort of trade barriers that some people are trying to scaremonger about. So here we are in Colchester. It is a fine example of what British business and British workers can achieve when they're given the opportunity to do so. And it also shows us that in leaving the European Union, we can continue to trade with them.